Satan works on an international scale. We know that. There are principalities and powers, according to Ephesians 6, the rulers in darkness. So when you see in the world all this trouble, all this terrorism, all these tragedies, all this darkness, this foreboding that's in the world, so much sin that is rampant in the world, you can attribute that to the work of the enemy. Peter said that Satan roams about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And so there, on the international scale, if you want an explanation for why the nations rage, why there's so much turmoil, why a dictator or a leader would gas his own people in Syria and so on, when you look for explanations, you know that behind the scenes, this invisible war, this cosmic battle, this eternal struggle is taking place. So that's one thing, and we all live in this world, and therefore we are all subject to the powers of evil and the results and the consequences of evil. On a personal level, Satan works in a variety of ways. Paul said, don't be ignorant of the devices or the strategies of the devil. And one of the most clever strategies of Satan is to pull the cloak of darkness over and to say, suggests that he doesn't exist. In other words, to deny the devil is one of the rouses of the devil himself. He does exist, and he's not that caricature, you know, that the little fellow in the red suit on the can of potted ham, or he's not down there in hell making people shovel coal. Satan is alive and well and living on planet Earth. He is roaming about. He is moving about seeking whom he may devour, and he means to do you harm. Jesus said the thief, speaking of the devil, comes to kill and to destroy. And so he may attack us physically. Satan may send demon spirits to create lies and situation in our lives that would cause us to fail and to fall. There are temptations of all kinds. There are strongholds, what really are habitual sins and addictions in people's lives, and Satan is involved in that. Division in the church. I think that's one of the things we miss. Satan operates in the church. In fact, Satan would rather divide a church and disrupt and destroy a church than to sell drugs on the street, because he knows if he can get brother against brother and churchman against churchman, then he can destroy the work and the witness of Christ. And that's ultimately his goal. It's always been the goal of Satan, is to be worshipped. In eternity past, when Lucifer fell, the devil, how the devil became the devil, he said, I will exalt myself above the throne of God. I will be like the Most High. He fell, he was cast out of heaven, the devil became the devil, but he still has this same motive, and that is to be worshipped of God. He even tempted Jesus to bow down and worship him. So, idols of all kinds, and there are idols of the heart. You know, materialism is an idol in so many people's lives, and the devil may use division, he may use distraction, he may use defilement in some way. There are a variety of ways, and that's why we need to be on guard. We need to get our battle gear on every day. We need to be ready for spiritual attack. Jesus taught us to pray that we be led not into temptation. That was a prayer for protection. So we need to pray that God would protect us and provide for us what we need to overcome the enemy.